Pat told KPCW that later this year, residents near the Wyoming border will see the first signs of a major wind energy project. Last August, the East Side Planning Commission approved a conditional use permit for the project, which will be located some 7 to 10 miles inside Utah and will be comprised of 30 to 40 wind turbines, each about 500 feet tall. Putt said the applicant, NU Renewable Energy, is finalizing their engineering. He expects their applications for earthwork and installation of turbines will be made in the late spring or early summer. Putt said the project is a win for everybody.
This project will have the ability to generate energy, put into the grid enough power to power 22,000 homes annually. This is a big, pardon the pun, but this is a really big project. This is a very big deal. Probably, in my estimation, one of the biggest sustainability wins that we've had in the broader community in a very, very long time.
Meanwhile, Putt said he's received a brand new application from the Mountain Trails Foundation, which wants to locate its administrative offices in a historic building along Highway 224. The structure is to the north of the Red Barn on White Pine Canyon Road. Owned by the Ivers family, it was a single-family home and was the location of the Ivers hot air balloon business. Putt said reportedly Mountain Trails would share the space with Summit Land Conservancy.
Neither of those organizations hold regular business hours or generate a lot of public traffic, and so they're thinking that that might be an appropriate fit.
Finally, Putt said that a new use has been approved for the old Ruby Tuesday's restaurant site near Kimball Junction. That's across from the Hampton Inn. Late last year, the Snyderville Commission reviewed a proposal to convert the space into an auto rental business. Putt said the permit for the reuse is still in process.
The process they're in right now is the low-impact permitting process. That has not been approved yet. We're still working on some final details, and they're not probably the most exciting details, but they have more to do with engineering, driveway access, reconciling some of those. But those have not been worked out yet.
Summit County Development Director Pat Putt. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.